There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Hey everyone, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Lachelle Weeney, and today we get a chance to talk to Lynette Robinson. You guys, she is a woman powerhouse who's ready to help other women literally step into their best life. And Lynette, I am so stinking excited to have a conversation with you. Again, like you and I have chatted before, but now we get to share our conversation with the world, and they are going to be blown away just like I have. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I've been counting down the days to this conversation because every time we talk, it's so fun. And I can't wait to share all the things that we have been pulling out of our chats, like with everyone else.
So, oh my gosh. Right. Me too. Fun. Okay. So I would love for you to paint a picture for everyone of what it is that you do. Like, what sets your soul on fire and how do you help people these days?
Yes, this is such an awesome question. So I am a business coach and consultant, and I specialize in helping women build legacy wealth. And one of the ways that I really love doing that is helping coaches, online experts with their sales process. So I teach you how to triple your conversion rate using my transformational sales systems. And one of the reasons that I love this work so much is that everyone has something amazing, like truly, honestly amazing to bring into the world. And learning how to amplify your voice and to share your message in a way that feels fun, fulfilling, and profitable is so exciting. And for many people who are in the kind of expert coaching space, one of the missing pieces is that sales piece, like starting to really understand how you can sell in a way that feels like amazing. And so that's part of why I do what I do, because it is a key component to helping people build that legacy wealth and find the rhythm of life that feels good for them. So that you're not like on the hamster wheel, just working away all the time. So, it's just the most amazing work. I love it so much. It's so fun.
I know. I love it. And you're so good at it. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to just touch on real quick on just your introduction of yourself. And one of the things is you mentioned wealth. And I really would love for you to describe what wealth means to you in this conversation.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is like the perfect question because I believe that in impact is what we're called to, right? But income is a key component to helping you amplify your impact. It's not that you can't make impact without income, but it is a way that you can amplify that impact. And so that excites me, is helping people create revenue streams that will help them build the income and the wealth that they want. But really, wealth and success are these kind of buzzy words, right? So it's like, what does that really mean? And helping people take the time to define that for themselves. And I'll say for me, it is about both financial and time freedom. So I love spending time with my family. It's like my hobby. It's like my most favorite thing in life. And so for me, success, wouldn't be success if I had like all the money in the world, but was working every single second of the day and couldn't be with my family. That for me personally is a really high value. And that is a big indicator of, am I successful in my life? Am I able to show up for my family and my close circle in the way that I really want to?
Yes.
And if the answer to that is no, then I need to immediately reevaluate, because it doesn't matter how many stages I'm being asked to speak on or podcast or, you know, clients I'm closing or how much money I'm making. None of that matters if I'm not able to show up in that way. And so for me, that's a big component of it, is like success and wealth are defined by you. It's about what is going to give you the feeling that you're looking for and the satisfaction that you need to feel at peace at the end of the day. And what's cool about this is that this is something that you get to determine for yourself. It's, you don't have, there's not like in some outside metric that's going to determine like, well, now you are successful. Now you are wealthy. Now you are, it's something that you choose and you decide for yourself.
I love that. So it's almost just describing a feeling of what it feels like to live in abundance. And abundance can mean not only monetary abundance, but it can mean abundance of time. It can be abundance of healthy relationships. It can be abundance of just an inner well-being and a really solid spiritual and mental state, right? So when we say that, it's like you're actually describing like the most ideal life that we can imagine for ourselves and really going after it and recognizing that money is one of the vehicles that allows us to create that life, that level of impact, that ability for us to spend the time with the most important people to us. Because I think a lot of us have money blocks, honestly. A lot of the clients that I work with have a money mindset issue. They have a hard time accepting abundance or wealth. They feel guilty around it. They feel like they should be, more humble or, you know, not driven by things like that. However, like you said, it's a tool to allow for us to have the impact, not only in the world, but the impact in our own families when we're able to spend present time with them, right?
So
tell me a little bit about the, I'm curious, because I know that you have people that come to you with money mindset blocks that, have to get over that. So how would you describe, you know, the things that you see in your clients or even something in yourself that you've had to overcome?
Yeah. Well, I would say with a pretty high degree of confidence that almost everyone has some sort of like money drama thing that they've got to work through.
Yeah.
And it's different for everyone, but I think the step one, recognizing that there might be things that you need to work on around your relationship with money is key, and that you're not like weird or like stuck in poverty mindset because you have that. That's not what's going on. It's one of the challenges with money is that it's ever present. It's a huge part of like, it's like eating, right? You know, one of the reasons that people oftentimes struggle with healthy eating habits is because it's repetitive. It's something you have to do all the time. And so until you've created a system and a habit, you're having to make constant decisions around that. And so you get into like decision fatigue. And and I think the same thing kind of happens with money. It's like, it's not really that money is good or bad. It's not. Money is neutral. Money is just a tool. But because we're having to interact with it all the time, we're having to kind of face ourselves all of the time. We're having to make constant decisions and interactions with our internal world. And oftentimes we project like, oh, you know, like, what did you say? Like money is like bad or whatever. I think, or one that I hear a lot is like, people oftentimes like feel bad because they haven't had to work hard for them, their money. They believe that in order to earn money, that it has to be hard. And it's like, no, it can be hard, but it doesn't have to be hard it's not a bad thing. And it's really funny because my husband and I were actually talking about this like last night or the night before about how oftentimes in families or in cultures, regions of the country, you'll sometimes see a different attitude around work and money that is so prevalent that you don't even realize that it's happening. You don't even realize that this is sort of seeped into your belief system and into your body and mind until you remove yourself from it. And so, you know, an example, he's from Montana. And, you know, he was saying, you know, where I'm from, there's a really high level of value placed on bootstrapping it, on working hard, never asking for help, all this stuff, and how it can be such a limiting mindset, but in that culture, it is valued as a really good thing, and you don't realize until you take a little step back from it that, oh, I've been raised in this environment where this is the way we look at work. This is the way we look at money. This is the way, you know, and it, we were having a laugh because, I was like, I do not resonate with that. Like I, you know, but I didn't grow up in that kind of environment. Right. And so I think acknowledging one, you've got something going on. Like you have a relationship with money that's happening, whether you realize it or not. And two, it's okay to reevaluate that. And three, like you can make choices about how you want to create that relationship with money, because it is as, you know, constant and regular inside of your life as eating or breathing. It is a embedded part of everything that you do, for better or worse. Right. Yeah. And so starting to acknowledge it, like you said, as a tool, as a vehicle to accomplish the things that you want and to exchange energy in the way that you want is so freeing. And it's one of the things that I love working on in my own life, but I also really love working with my clients on, because, you know, I work with solopreneurs, experts, coaches, predominantly. And so they are the people who are getting to set the price for their product or service.
Right. Yes.
And there can oftentimes be so much money drama just in that, because people are like, they want their thing to be valued, but there's oftentimes a big internal struggle. And maybe if you're listening, you're thinking, oh my God, she's reading my journal. What's happening? Like where it's like, you feel like, am I a bad person for asking for this amount? And are people going to think I'm greedy? Da, da, da. And the truth of the matter is that you are so valuable and what you have to offer is so amazing. And the answer to that question is no, like you're not greedy. You're not selfish. And as an entrepreneur, one of the best things that you can do is set a price that makes you feel really good.
Right.
And asks your client to step into the version of themselves that they want to become. Because the truth is that people who pay attention, and that when you are willing to invest in yourself, you will show up in a completely different way than when you don't.
Oh my gosh, like 100%. I have goosebumps, you guys. And I just want to acknowledge, you know, what Lynette is saying, because I had a coach a while back who was telling me, like, this is what I want you to charge for your services. And I remember looking at her like, I can't charge that. And I remember talking to my husband, and he has a worse money mindset than I do, right? So, so like, surround yourself and have the conversations with the right people too. But he's like, oh yeah, you can't do that. And then I was like thinking about it. I'm like, you guys, why am I investing in a coach who's telling me what to do if I'm not taking her advice?
Yes.
And so it's like this, then it was like this aha, like, oh my gosh, like I have a money mindset story. And I think that what I love about our conversation here is that, you know, you help people convert, you help people, you know, create that life, and you help them market in everything that they're doing. And I think oftentimes as coaches, we know that we can help people, right? Mm-hmm. But it makes us uncomfortable that there's that selling part of what it is that we're doing that's like, oh, that's not why I went into this, but it's part of it. And I think that we can sabotage ourselves so much by not embracing that part of it, because that's how we get to show up, and that's how we get to allow other people to know that we're there. And I think that when you're not spending time working on that money mindset, you're not likely to invest in the coach like Lynette and have somebody teach you what to do, but you're likely to sabotage yourself and not take the advice that people are giving you. And I also think that one of the things that I've had to really acknowledge in this space is that as a coach and as a consultant, my goal is to work with people who really want to change. They want that transformation. Mm-hmm. And I have found that, and it'd be kind of fun to have this conversation around this, but I have found that people value what they have to pay for. And if it's a stretch, they're going to value it more. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? They're more willing then to do the actions that the coach or the consultant is telling them to do. And that's where the transformation comes. So when I had a membership where people were paying me $37 a month and had all of these resources, nobody would show up. Why?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't enough of a stretch for them to show up to value it. Therefore, they weren't showing up. Therefore, they weren't getting the impact that they could have. And I was actually sabotaging their success by not charging them enough to make them value it enough to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 100% the thing. I think there's so many amazing things that you said in there that I'm like, oh, how much time do we have to unpack this? But I think that one of the most powerful things about what you're saying is that we value what we have to pay for. And it's not necessarily the price. Like it's not, right. And this is the thing. It's the acknowledgement that there is a high level of energy exchange, because money is just energy. It's just
exactly
a representation of an exchange of value. And so in our mind, when something is $7 or $37, we're like, oh yeah, that's a good value. But what we really mean is like, ooh, I'm getting a deal.
Right.
And instead of latching on to like the value that is there, mm-hmm. we think, oh, we'll come back to it later. We'll grab it whenever. Yes. But when someone's asked you to pay $700 or $7,000 or $100,000 or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Something inside of your brain shifts and says, like, the value that is being offered here,
yeah,
that I'm exchanging for my money is so high that I have to raise my internal value, like how I see myself, how I show up for myself, like the way that I'm going to show up and the way that you're going to show up when you've paid a lot is different than when you've paid a little. And I know you might be listening right now and being like, that's not true. And I just want to challenge you to really reflect, because that instinct to be like, that's not true for me is part of your money drama. It's part of you being like, no. And here's the thing, it's like, there's nothing wrong with valuing like a deal or something. I have a girlfriend and I'm this way too. It's like exciting when you like get a good deal on like your favorite pair of jeans, but it's totally. It's actually not about the fact that you're paying a lower price. It's like the thrill of like getting something for a high, like it's about the thrill. It's not about the feeling of paying a little bit for something that's a high value. It's a different feeling. It's really, it's about feeling like you're winning, right? Yeah. That's what's happening there.
Yeah.
And so I think you have to flip it on its head, like acknowledge that when you really want to have a high, big return on investment, a big outcome,
right?
You have to show up big.
Yes.
You have to show up at a high level. And so what is it going to take for you to do that? And so maybe you can get a high return on investment with a $37 membership. Maybe you can, but it's going to require you to pull out so much of yourself to show up at the highest level to get that. Whereas when you have paid more and you're like, ooh, it feels like that stretch is pulling you up to that next level so that your, what used to be your ceiling now becomes your floor.
Yes. And don't you think that when you are investing in things that are a more of a stretch for you, right? You recognize that there are people in your circle now that are also doing the same. So everybody else is like really taking this seriously and they're stepping up into that future version of themselves. And so then all of a sudden you look around and your circle is different. Yeah. And the momentum and the energy that you can gather from, I'm like a nerd when it comes to like quantum physics stuff, right?
Yes.
So our electrons and our energy are literally exchanging with the people around us. And we are literally coming into this space with a mastermind of all of our consciousness coming together and elevating each of ourselves together as we go. And so when you start to make decisions, to put yourself in different places with people who are also making that decision, it's going to give you the quantum leap. You're going to condense time just because you're surrounding yourself with different people. And and like you said, like that doesn't say that you can't do that in a $37 a month program, but the likelihood of you being around other people who are really like owning it, Yes. And going after it with this intensity and this passion and this seriousness does reflect in the amount of risk that we put in into experiencing that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. The value of being in environments with people who are also stretching themselves is literally priceless.
Yeah.
I mean, so almost a year ago, I invested in my first six-figure mastermind.
Yeah.
My family thought I was insane. They were like, are you okay?
Yeah, right.
And, yeah. And what's amazing is that there's been so much incredible content that I've gotten from my mentors and from like from the thing that I actually paid for.
Right. Right.
But the connections, yes, and that, what you're talking about, that like kind of shared consciousness,
yes,
that happens when we're all in a room together is bananas. It is, yes, so, it's palpable and it is so incredible because not only is everyone in the room like really stretching themselves, but it is, it's so like, one of my friends that I've met through that, she said, one of the things that I found so valuable here is that there are other people who are walking through the same thing that I am, who are struggling with the same thing that I am, who like get it, because there's not a lot of people in my world that are an entrepreneur or that are, you know, doing this thing. And
yeah,
so there's a lot of people who are like, are you okay?
Yeah. Right.
And whereas in this room, people are asking you like, oh my gosh, you need to think bigger. Like, yeah, yeah, that idea that seems crazy, uh-huh, to your, you know, your everyday circle, yeah, in those environments is like, hey man, come on. Like there's more there. And I think that is so powerful. And, you know, so everyone has heard this. It's like, you become like the five people you spend, yeah, the most time around. And I remember as a kid, my parents always being really intense about who we were spending our time, yeah, with, because like they were always saying, you're going to become like the people you hang around with.
Right.
And as a teenager, you're like, okay, whatever. Oh, no, eye roll. But I remember like in the back of my mind, really appreciating that, being like, I know, like subconsciously, it was like a weird thing where I almost felt like I was having out of body experience where I was like, yeah, subconsciously I'm understanding, mm-hmm, they're teaching me something that's really powerful and they're protecting me from like, from just like doing whatever.
Yeah.
You know, in my conscious, like teenage mind, I'm like, you guys are just so dramatic. But I'm so grateful for that because it has been a principle that I have brought through my life. And in seasons when I've been feeling stuck or feeling like, yeah, something has to shift, mm-hmm, one of the first things that I always look at is what's in my environment. Who's in my circle? What's happening here that is like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because so many times there's something there, or there's a person there, or people there who maybe for a season of life, those relationships are really valuable, right, but it's time to grow. It's time, right, to elevate. And that can be hard to, yeah, to do.
Right.
But you know, if the people in your world are not willing to also elevate, it's time to find a new circle. And, because you cannot overstate the value of that, yeah, shared consciousness. Like you're saying, yeah, like you, it sounds like really woo woo, like, oh, right, you're like exchanging energy and like, da da da. It's like,
yeah, yeah,
no dude, it's, yeah, science.
It's science.
Like, it's like
totally
real. Like, yeah, it's like woo woo, but it's also like real science. Like,
yes,
when you're having a literal energetic particle exchange is happening.
Yes.
And it, when you start to recognize that, when that starts, like that penny drops, I always feel like when I really first discovered that and it felt like that knowledge took root, I felt this moment where I was like, holy beep, like, what have I been doing? Like, this is crazy because it's not some like airy fairy thing. It's like,
right,
no, I'm literally exchanging my like part of me with part, yes, of them, who do I want to be part of me? Like, who do I want to integrate into my life? Like, that's intense. That's intense.
It's totally, and once you experience that, it's really hard to explain it in a way for people who have never experienced that before. But I think back, like, even just like the very classic book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talked about masterminding with, and that the most successful people that he had been interviewing were masterminding with each other. And it is, it's this exchange of energies, this exchange of ideas. And one of the things that I've noticed, a couple of things actually. One is that the last probably four episodes that I've recorded of the Untech podcast, the inner circle has come up in conversation, all four of them. So look for themes, guys. Like, this is like big flashing lights. Like, this is a big deal for you, right? Yes. The other thing that I think is so powerful is that we oftentimes can hold ourselves back by being afraid of letting go, right? And so I've thought about that. Like, I've had people in my life that were very near, very dear, but I also recognize that as I was growing, they were, in a sense, because of their own fears, really trying to keep me where I am, because that made them feel comfortable and safe, because they probably feared that if I were to change, then I would no longer, things would be different, right? And we all fear change. But when I started to recognize, so then I would ask myself, right, at what cost? Oh, is my success worth the cost of losing these relationships? And it felt really hard. Like, I don't know if it is, right? And so I feel like when we do that, we're holding on with both fists as tight as we can to what we currently have. And once we're able to slowly let go of that grip, we are able then to have open hands to receive this or something better. Yes. And when I finally did that, I started to recognize, like, okay, that same question of at what cost is the impact that I'm meant to make at the expense of keeping myself where I am, and the loss of all of that impact and the people's lives that I am going to be a part of, because I'm too afraid to let go and I'm too afraid to change. And so now all of a sudden that question of at what cost gave me the realization that the cost is too high for me not to change, and for me to bless and release some people or some situations in my life. And it's scary. Like, I still grieve. I still grieve relationships. I still grieve people that I cared so much about, but I also have to recognize that as I step up, the people that were supposed to be there now are able to, because I've made room for them, that me with my hands open have been able to receive. And those people then have come into my life. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that in a previous episode, the gentleman that I was interviewing made this comment that the thing that condensed time for him more than anything else in his business was, who do I know?
Yeah.
Because 1 9-minute conversation can be as effective as 9 months of studying about something on YouTube and in books. Yes. And so when you start to consider, like, who do I know, or who do I need to know in my mastermind circle? Who do I need to know as a coach? Could a 9-minute conversation with my coach that I finally invest in condense 9 years of struggle? Yes. Right. Yes. And so when we start to recognize that, who do I know, that comes into so much play when it comes to condensing time and increasing our impact, because we're not messing around anymore. Right.
Yes. 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 That's exactly it. I think what's so funny, again, is like, sometimes we have this conception that we have to figure it out all on our own.
Yeah.
And that the question of, well, who do I know, is a bad question. Mm-hmm. That it's like a, like, sneaky, sleazy,
like a manipulation short, kind of thing.
And it's like, no. Mm-mm. No, like, we, at the end of the day, we are people created for community.
Yes.
We are designed to function at our highest level inside of community. So of course, the best question that you can be asking is, who do I know? And maybe you don't actually know personally yet, know the person that you need to condense time for you, or to help you make that shift.
Right.
And that's about, like, how do I go out and find that person? What do I need to do to get that person into my world?
Right.
You know, there's, and I'm not going to quote it quite right, but there's this amazing quote by Tony Robbins where he's talking about proximity.
Yes.
And like the power of proximity, and how it's like, if you really want to up level your life, you are going to get in proximity with people who are doing what you want to do,
yep,
and who are at the places that you want to be at. And yeah, I think there is a grieving process of not only letting go of some of those patterns, people, places,
right,
but also personas, like beliefs that you have about yourself,
yes,
letting go of that so that you can step into who you want to be, but also step into the proximity with the people that are going to get you to the next level. Because it's not necessarily like they're going to do it for you.
Right.
But you're going to, just like we're talking about that exchange of energy, yeah, and of ideas, mm-hmm, being in proximity with a coach, a mentor, a mastermind is going to help position you,
yes,
so that you can propel yourself into that next level.
Yes.
And that's the key, right? Like proximity positions you to propel yourself into the next level.
Yes.
And you have to be willing. Mm-hmm. And I love that you talked about open hands, because that is just it's a powerful, mm-hmm, image. And it's one that it's like, you cannot receive,
right,
with a closed fist.
Right.
You can only receive with an open hand. And so when you're willing to let go of what is so that you can grasp onto what will,
right,
be, you will be amazed. And it's this exchange where you're willing to let go so that you can shift yourself into those positions that are going to propel you. But it can be hard. And I think it's okay to acknowledge the grief and the challenge,
right,
that's there, and that it's scary.
Yeah.
I know that for me, like in those seasons where I was like stepping into the next level, like it feels scary.
Yes, it does.
Have I lost my mind? Is this insane? Am I okay? And I think asking yourself all those questions is perfect, because it acknowledges that there is a level of conscious choice that you're,
yes,
making,
yes,
to push yourself into,
yes,
a new phase. To me, I feel like that's exciting. When I'm faced with that little feeling of like,
uh-huh, yeah,
9 times out of 10, I'm like, ooh, I'm on the right path.
Yes,
like,
yes. Oh my gosh, 100%. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we can sabotage ourselves by asking the people around us that aren't where we want to go, what we should do, what they think, or listening to their unsolicited opinions, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure that your family was like, you invested how much? Like, I've invested a lot of money this year, and I'm in plans to invest in another, you know, significant amount here very shortly. And I know that there are people in my life that would be like, oh, what the heck are you doing? But you're not where I want to be.
Yeah.
And so I have to really be aware of whose voice I'm listening to. And one thing that I wanted to just ask you, because you're very successful, and I think that a lot of times the things that we've talked about up to this point can be pinned down to a fear of success.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we fear losing relationships. We fear, you know, being successful in the sense of now I'm going to have this money and that means I'm greedy, or all these things. And so we have this like lid that we place on our potential,
mm-hmm,
because we're fear of what success looks like. And we're afraid that once we have that, our life might be worse off than it is now. So
yes,
if we don't acknowledge that, right, we're really getting in our own way. And honestly, like, I feel like I'm being led by my higher power for everything I'm doing. So I feel like, okay, ultimately I'm getting in God's way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to address some of these things. So what is your thought around the fear of success that you've seen in your clients? And
yeah, that's such a great question. I think a lot of times people believe that they have a fear of failure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what they actually have is a fear of success, a fear of like, what happens when I get there and I can't handle it?
Right.
What
yes.
happens when
yes.
I have, you know, whatever it is, is your version of success. Like, what
yes.
is it like when I've, you know, hit 8 figures or I've done this or I've
yes.
done that? Like, what if I can't handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the best questions to ask is like, and then what? So,
yeah.
okay. So like you can't handle it. And then what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then what? And then what? And starting to realize that, and take yourself like all the way down the path. And I do this with my clients a lot, where it's like, I ask them to envision like the best case, like biggest, most awesome version of everything.
Right. Yeah.
And then I also ask them to like kind of see like, okay, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
And, yeah. And that feels like a weird thing to ask someone to do. But when I started to ask people to do that, I noticed that it started to unlock something inside of them where they were like, oh, it's really not that bad. Right. It's, right. I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's not cool. It's not awesome, but it's not fatal. It's not final.
Right.
And it creates a level of freedom inside of you that feels like, oh, I can do this. And I can also completely handle anything that comes down the path. It starts to build a level of self-trust.
Yes.
That if you're successful and it's more than you expected and you feel overwhelmed, you can handle it.
Yes.
And that if something goes sideways and you fail, that you will choose to lean into learning. So it's not failure. Failure is only failure if you choose not to learn. And I think it's about building self-trust and asking yourself, well, and then what?
Right.
Okay. Like what's the worst thing that could happen? And, and I won't lie to you. Like, I think it's a process and it's a journey. I mean, and every time I feel myself leveling up, I get that little like flutter of like, I feel a little bit freaked out of the success that's coming.
Yes.
And then, but then I get excited because I'm like, oh man, that means that I'm being led in the right path and that the things that I need to hold space for that success are already within me. It's my job to unlock them. It's my job to get around the people, the places, the things, the tools that are going to help me unlock the things that are already inside of me to hold space for the success that's coming.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I just want to pause real quick and acknowledge this. So in the quantum world, you guys, like we have to hold space to receive the fruits of what it is that we've planted, right? And so oftentimes, like you said before, like you have to work hard to gain wealth. And we hustle for the sake of hustling sometimes. But oftentimes, therefore, that means that we're not doing and then holding that space to receive the fruits of what it is that we have planted already. And so, girlfriend, we could talk all day long.
I just
love you so much. So maybe we'll just have to like plan on a second, like part two for you or something. But is there anything that we haven't had a chance to touch on that you really, really wanted to make sure to mention? Because I think that there's so much wisdom in you and your story and the experiences that you have with the people that you've worked with.
Yeah. So there are two things that I'd love to share. One, this is the Unstuck podcast. So I want to give this one piece of advice that has carried me through seasons and situations where I felt stuck or felt like the shit has hit the fan. And it's this: you always have the power to make a different decision. And on the other side of that courageous new decision are people and things that you are called to do and called to impact. And so just remind yourself of that, like in those moments when you might feel stuck, that you always have the power to make a different decision. It might start with a small decision. It might start with a tiny thing. It might start with a big one, but you can, no matter what anyone's telling you, you can make a different decision. And the other piece is the reminder that if you're listening right now, whoever is under the sound of my voice, I want you to hear this. You have a purpose and a destiny that's locked up inside of you, that you have something so beautiful and unique that the world needs. The world needs for you to choose to move to the other side of that feeling of stuckness and into your purpose so that you can help other people unlock their future potential.
My gosh, you guys, are you hearing this? Like, and that's so powerful. And for people who have listened to my show for a while, and they know that I believe that our choice, our free will, and the ability to choose again is our superpower, that we literally can change the trajectory of our lives and every single tiny decision that we have. And so And I also truly believe that we all are given this unique purpose, and that oftentimes we are the ones that are getting in our own way. And so to really step into this beautiful life well lived. And one of the things that, Lynette, you do that I just love is you create this and life, meaning that we can have the fulfillment and the abundance that we want and be a present mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And and so just knowing that if you have these desires in your heart, you guys, that God put those desires on your heart for a reason. And that that means that it is possible for you. So if you have this stirring inside of you for this and life where you know that you're meant for more, that you know that you are supposed to step into something greater than what you're doing, and you know that you're supposed to be doing this alongside the people that are most important to you, listen to that still small voice. And like she said, take the smallest choice to make that possible. Oh my gosh. I love you. I adore you so much. Thank you so much for being here today. You guys, if you got as much out of this episode as I did, make sure that you leave a review. Let Lynette know all of the amazingness that she just put on your heart. Take a screenshot, share us in your stories, and tag us so that we can share you out in ours. It's always so much fun to interact with you guys. And make sure that whoever you know needs to hear this in your network, make sure that you share this on, because this is all for you and about service for everyone. So we want to make sure that you're doing that. Lynette, one of the things that I always do at the conclusion of every episode is to ask my guests to think of a question that you would love the audience to ponder that's going to help move them from where they are to where they want to be. What would you love for them to think about?
Love it. So my question is simple. I would love for you to reflect on what word or phrase that is on repeat inside of your mind isn't actually yours, and reflect on how it got there, whose it actually belongs to, and how you can replace it with something that serves you better.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. That's so beautiful. You guys, make sure that you're doing your homework, because this is how you're going to level up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.